Chinese cities have seen several days of protests as citizens show their anger at COVID lockdowns and other rules. In a recent outburst, workers at a gigantic factory complex that makes iPhones threw metal barricades and poles at hazmat-clad security officers. The factory is in the city of Zhengzhou in central China, and workers have several grievances. And for now, the factory owner, Foxconn, has eased some COVID rules, allowing supermarkets and gyms to reopen on the campus. Now, the Foxconn campus is a closed one where workers are not allowed to leave. Let's talk about the worker situation now with Aiden Chow. He's a researcher with a China Labor Bulletin in Hong Kong. Aiden, hello.
Hello.
As far as you know, are the protests still happening?
As far as I'm concerned, I think the protest has generally subsided. Workers are now basically back to work, although we are not sure whether the COVID-19 spreading has been curbed or it is still under control or not.
And can you help us understand, as far as the virus, what the workers are so angry about? Are they just angry about being in a situation where they're at high risk?
So I think a lot of reports from the foreign media focus on the closed-loop production system in Foxconn, mm-hmm. meaning that they think a lot of workers are angry because they cannot leave the factory. But actually, a lot of workers, they are worried that they will get COVID when there are some cases erupting inside the factory. And the second thing is, because it is the second wave of COVID virus spreading inside Foxconn, mm-hmm. and a lot of workers, when they are recruited after the first wave of COVID spreading, they are promised with somehow a big bonus. But if they are diagnosed with COVID, they cannot get the bonus because they cannot fulfill the period that they have to work continuously. So these two problems combine together to create a very big tension between the workers and the management.
And right now, to what degree are the workers locked down? I mean, can they move about freely across the campus as best you know?
What I understand is that a lot of workers who want to leave the factory at that time have already left. But there is still a very big push of new recruitments from outside. We have obtained the recruitment policies in December and also January. Mm-hmm. So from what they are talking about, the management has given the workers some new relaxations. So first, even if workers have to be quarantined, after the quarantine, when they go back to work for the continuously 5 days or more, they will still be given the bonus. So there is more communication between the management and the workers now. Mm. But still, I think we have to see whether the virus has been controlled or not, and whether the hygiene problem, and as you may have seen in some photos, a lot of rubbish have been piled up in the factory. I don't know, maybe the sanitation workers don't want to go inside. I think there is still some problems that the factory management has to solve.
Okay. And for, you know, Americans listening to this from far away, they likely have no idea who is assembling their iPhones. They're just reading perhaps that production may be slowing down. There may be delays in shipments from these giant factories. Can you tell us the basics of what life is like for a Foxconn worker? The hours, the pay?
Yeah, so basically a lot of these workers in Foxconn, they're very young in age. And also, they are recruited from the nearby villages. We call them migrant workers. And when they are in Foxconn, they live in the dormitories provided by the management. And in normal times, they work for maybe 14 days continuously for a shift. And after that, they may shift to the night shift system. And then for another 14 days, they're back to the day shift. Maybe for 1 week or 2 weeks, they will have a day off. Since they're in a closed-loop production system, everyone is still locked inside the factory. And the working hours is normally at least 8 hours. and in peak seasons, it may be even longer.
Mm.
And another thing is that since the management doesn't want the workers to connect and to build into some kind of solidarity, it is very common for the management to organize the workers into a pattern. When one workers go back to the factory, his roommates or her roommates will leave the dormitories and go to work. So they're basically living alone.
Mm. And finally, Aidan, you know, given the protests that we've seen across Chinese cities, given the attention to it, how important a moment is this for workers and worker rights in China?
I think this is a really influential case because after COVID, a lot of workers, they are not in the position to go on protests or strike because the economic situation is quite hard. But after we saw like a continuous wave of protests, I think things have started to connect a little bit.
Aidan Chow is a researcher with China Labor Bulletin, a labor group based in Hong Kong. Aidan, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.